guys and follow what Jesus commands us to do in Scripture. But that's just so you guys all know, there's change of plans and you have another opportunity. So starting off with a few announcements this morning, the Chosen Bible study that they do on Sunday nights is not happening tonight because the youth group is taking over the whole church and we are having a Super Bowl party. So make note of that. And if you guys have anybody that might want to come, show up, bring some food, whatever, snacks, there'll be plenty. So bring your friends and it'll be a good time. Then on March 9th, there's a baby shower for Tyler and Jacqueline Hahn, which really it's for Jacqueline, not necessarily Tyler, but I'm sure he appreciates if you guys show up, but he probably won't be there. So there's that on March 9th at 10 a.m. And then just remember that there's Megateen going on. There's forms to fill out there for the deal. If you guys want to take those and hand them to whoever, go ahead and do that. We can always make more copies. If you guys know somebody that wants to show up for that. So are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Matthew 6, 19 through 21. And it says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in earth or in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
Good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing together number 66, or look up on the screen. Number 66, "To God Be the Glory." I'll ask you to stand with me, please. God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. Who godless offender truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory.
great things he hath done.
We'll take this time to greet one another. Let each other know that you're glad they're here. This is our opportunity for our bring prayer requests and praises before the church, and we're just grateful that each one of you have chosen to worship with us today, especially those online. A couple of ones that have been handed to me, prayer requests. We've been praying for Erica Hargens in the her recovery from surgery, and this week she was able to get a different cast on, so there's progress there for her, but also this week, her mother passed away. She'd been in Good Samaritan for a while with dementia and Alzheimer's, and these services are still pending. We'll find out more on Tuesday with the family. Also, this request for Dean Weaver's dad, Eli. He was diagnosed, or at least looked at a couple years ago, of a prostate issue, and he got testing this week, and it is definitely prostate cancer, but it's also spread to his lungs and his back. And so I know Dean would truly appreciate prayers for his dad and for Dean as well, especially being so far away as dad's over in Ohio. Also, this past week, Helen Fawcett went in the hospital Friday with pneumonia. She is being discharged after dinner today, so that's a huge praise. And then also a praise with the continued prayer for my wife's recovery from knee replacement. She's graduated from the walker to the cane. So may not seem like a lot, but it is definite improvement, and we're about halfway through or so the physical therapy. So I know she'd continue to appreciate prayers. Are there other prayer requests or praises? Yes. Liz.
His appointment went good on Friday. His echo looks stable. His doctor, they must have a meeting down in Omaha, like all surgeons do on Fridays. So he's going to present his case this coming Friday. And we should be hearing from his cardiologist, I'm thinking Friday afternoon. I'm not sure on that. But he did say that we're going to be looking at his surgery will be in the next 1 to 3 months. Mm.
Definitely will continue to pray for you and your family, but also for Miles. His appointment was this past week. The echo went well. Everything looks stable, and the surgeon has sent the information down to Omaha, and they will be meeting, but there's a real potential Friday afternoon. John and Liz will hear of the next month or in the next 3 months when surgery will be scheduled. So we'll continue to pray for Miles and you all, especially with your travels, but also waiting on that phone call on Friday.
Yeah.
Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Paula.
We have a new granddaughter
That is the praise is that Sarah and Daly had their first child, Evelyn Marlene Beck, born January 25th. And we rejoice with Greg and Paula's having a grandchild a lot closer than Lawrence, Kansas. But we are grateful for the Becks. And I know Paula and Greg are grateful they're close. Every mom and baby are doing well. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for all that you have given us. Father, we are grateful for all the things that we take for granted, that you are in control. Your word tells us that your Son and you and the Holy Spirit sustain this world, that as the God of creation, you spoke this world into existence, that you have revealed yourself first and foremost by being intimately involved in creation, and then when Adam and Eve sinned, coming into the garden to confront but also to provide forgiveness, and ultimately placing all of our sins upon your Son. Thank you that he is the Lord of the church, and that as the head of the church, he knows intimately our lives and the challenges and struggles we'll face. As we look at the different requests, thank you that what may be burdening to us, Peter calls us to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. That your Son called for all of us that are weak and weary to come and find rest from our labor. That your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Father, at times it feels like we're pulling a lot more, and it is those times that we call upon you, but also you have given us brothers and sisters in Christ, and that we can shoulder the burden together. And we lift up these prayer requests to you. Father, pray for Erica and her family. For Erica's continued healing from her ankle surgery, and now with the homegoing of her mom. Pray for the details as the family meets together Tuesday, for ways that we can be your hands and feet in her life. We also pray for Dean and his family, for his dad with this very difficult diagnosis. And pray for Eli and his wife, and that you would give wisdom, peace of mind and heart. Father, I pray for Dean and Nettie, especially with the distance, that you would be an ever-present help and comfort. Thank you that no distance is too great for you. And Father, we also lift up Helen Fawcett and being in the hospital, that you would continue to heal. Thankful for the medical community we do have and the attention and the care that we can get. We pray for her and continued healing and able to be discharged this afternoon. We lift up my wife as she recovers from knee replacement and seeing the gradual improvement, that you would continue to strengthen that leg and increase her mobility. We pray for little Miles and the waiting of the family for the news on Friday. Pray for wisdom for the surgeons as they meet together and look at his case, that you give them great insight, and that you would be preparing, you know, the date, and that you would be preparing John and Liz for the date to come, that you will continue to uphold Miles in your hand, and we are stand in awe of your great faithfulness, that you have demonstrated your hand in Miles' life from the very beginning. And so we continue to entrust him into your hand. We are also grateful for new life, and we pray for Sarah and Daly as welcoming their new daughter into their lives. We pray for her strength, and Father, we also pray that one day she would come to know you as their Savior, and that you would give Daly and Sarah wisdom in raising her, for Paula and Greg as grandparents and a different role in Evelyn's life. We pray that you would help them to be the godly example that they have been and the legacy that they have in their family. Father, we are grateful for the ministries that you've entrusted to us. We pray for Club Rock and the opportunities we have to minister as each Wednesday comes along and each student comes in the door. Thank you for our staff, for their sensitivity to your Spirit's leading, and we continue to pray for the growth of our students, but also their hearts will be prepared to receive your word. And thank you for our Sunday school classes and the opportunities to dive into your word more and to apply it to our lives. Pray for our youth group and for Pastor Abe and Diana and the staff they have as they for tonight as they interact with the youth with Super Bowl, but also each day as they contact the youth and involved with their lives, that you would give Abe and Diane wisdom and strength. For our ministries that you've entrusted, that we've been able to come alongside of, this month we pray for Sunshine and the upcoming Megateen as registrations come in for the speaker, for all the details to come together. We thank you for the opportunities each of the students have to be confronted with their need for Christ and to grow in their relationship with you. And for all of our students in the area, we pray that you would, as the semester's kind of in the middle of the year, as the busyness of all the co-curricular activities seem to hit, that you would give our students wisdom, that you would help them to know they're not going through all this alone. Father, we pray for our world, for our troops that are deployed around the world, that you would protect, that you would give wisdom, and for our elected leaders, that they would have individuals alongside of them that would be godly counselors. We pray for the unrest in Israel and Ukraine and many other hotspots in the world that cause us to wonder, where is peace? And you tell us that only peace is found through Jesus Christ. So help us to be the ambassadors of reconciliation that you've called us to be. For the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you'd use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
One thing that I love about Sunshine is the friends that I made here and just how you can see people's love for the Lord.
No matter if it's a staff member or my friend, I know that I can always come to them, whether I'm just in the mood to talk to someone or if I'm going through a struggle.
I love that it's just a family and that you can come here and you know there's always someone counting on you and there's always someone praying for you.
The fact that we live here together and we just center everything around Christ.
I like how everybody just kind of has a godly foundation and that they like you for who you are.
Sunshine's community is very open, like people are very welcoming and loving here.
It's engaging.
It's warm.
Very friendly and outgoing.
Close-knit together. I guess it just comes with spending a lot of time with each other. We do a lot of things together. We go to school, we play sports, we hang out, we eat together.
And you get to grow with people in their walk with the Lord, and it's really a blessing.
My favorite classes that I'm taking this year are probably Bible 4, And anatomy.
Geometry and agriculture.
Woodworking and auto shop.
I enjoy art.
One of the activities that I really enjoy here at SBA is FFA, and also basketball and volleyball and track.
I like cross country, I'm a runner.
On Thursday mornings we do a cup of joe filled with Jehovah, and I really like that.
I enjoy like one act and oral interb and the spring play.
I really enjoy singing and band.
One of the things that I learned about Sunshine is just how to deal with people on a day-to-day basis.
Probably servitude and caring about people.
Last year I took a woodworking class, and now I know how to make a bookshelf.
I really just learned who God is and the kind of God he is.
Sunshine has really helped me grow in my spiritual life. Here, everyone kind of keeps you in check.
I've opened up a lot more.
Without Sunshine, I wouldn't have grown as close as I am with the Lord now.
The staff here at Sunshine has strengthened my faith because actions speak louder than words.
You see God in a totally different light here.
They want to see you grow and get better.
Everyone is contributing into your life. Everyone is pouring into your lives, and they care deeply about your walk with Christ and who you are individually.
I'm thankful definitely for the people and the environment.
Some things I'm thankful for are the extracurricular activities that we get to do, like drama and sports and music.
This is a ministry that invests in students and will set them on the right path for a long time, and it will make a difference in the future and eternally.
Sunshine would not be the place it is without all your support, and I probably wouldn't be here without you guys.
Thank you for being a blessing to the students and the staff, and whether you realize it or not, you supporting us has made a huge impact on every one of us.
I just want to say a big thank you for that.
Thank you for all you donors and sponsors of this school.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The opportunity to see a few of the students and the impact that we as a church, they are one of the ministries that we support. I ask you to take your hymn books. You may stay seated for this one. We're going to sing number 398, Fill My Cup, Lord, number 398. Satisfy, and then I heard my Savior speaking, draw a well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord, come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasures earthly things afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord, come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, make me whole.
gave you. Leave hungers that won't pass away. My blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to him and humbly pray. Fill my cup, Lord, fill it up, Lord, and quench of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
I ask you to stand with me for the next song, number 372, Living for Jesus, number 372.
Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, this is the pathway of blessing for me. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thy atonement didst give myself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone. Living for Jesus, who died in my place, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer his call. Follow his leading and give him my all. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thine atonement did give thyself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone. Living for Jesus, I am doing each duty in his holy name, willing to suffer affliction and loss, deeming each trial a part of my cross. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be thy throne. Jesus through her little while. My dearest treasure, the light of his smile. Seeking the lost ones, died to redeem. Renew the weary. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thy atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be thy throne, my life I give henceforth to live. O Christ, for thee alone.
Very good singing. You may be seated.